There are pointing dogs, and then there are pointing dogs. Now, I got a story about a pointing dog who may have pointed out too much. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Sean Isaac owns a dog breeding business called Tri-Lab Kennels in Central Washington, and obviously by virtue of the name, his favorite dogs to breed are labs. There's no question that Sean's favorite pointer is on it. Listen to this story.
Where I live up against the base of a mountain. And one of the guys I work with wanted to go hunt chuckers, so we loaded up my good stud dog, Tiger, drove up behind the hill, and I jumped 60 birds in there a couple weeks prior. So unload the dog, and we're walking along this face, headed towards a rocky ridge, and my dog comes on point, and he's yelling, "Hey, your dog's on point." I'm like, "Yep, I see him." About that time, I get a phone call on my cell phone. So I ignore the phone call, and I said, "All right, are you ready?" And he goes, "Yep," and the dog pointed. Well, we didn't know, but you figured out the dog's on point. And 25 yards in front of us, a big old tomcat cougar stands up, shakes himself off. He'd been laying there resting or sleeping. Turns around and looks at me. My partner yells, "It's a cougar." I said, "I see it." I called my dog back. Cat made 3 bounces and went up the hill. So, I mean, was no chucker there, but first time that's ever happened to me. These things will point. I've seen pointing dogs point mice, and I've seen them point deer, bedded down deer, skunks, porcupines. This time it happened to be a tomcat, and he smelled it and came on point. I mean, it was the most freakiest thing there was. And actually, it was cougar season, but with 6-shot and a shotgun, we weren't even going to think about it.
David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight. Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.